Hey everybody, pop art painter Jamie Rocks here. This is the VIP ad-free version of this podcast. Actually, this is for everybody. We're going to, I like at least once a month to do an episode so people can get a taste of what our Patreon VIPs get. And tonight's episode is the show. So it's ad-free tonight. Ad-free. You can get all of our podcasts, all my podcasts, ad-free. Over at Patreon, you go to my website, jamierocks.us, JAMIEROXX.US, like United States, and you can find out the information right there. So enjoy tonight's episode, Black Boat, fantastic band, ad-free. Here it is.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. I'm very excited for tonight's episode, man. We've got a cool one. Returning guest, fantastic duo band, Black Boat is back. We've got Jasmine and Brittany on the line with us. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing fantastic, especially after listening to your brand new single earlier. It is it's awesome.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Now, ladies and gentlemen, they went in a different direction this time with this single. It's high energy progressive house. No, I'm joking. It's really not.
I wish.
But you never know. There could be a remix coming soon. No, this is a fun, summery, top-down, chill track. I really, really dig it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, it's different than Memorize You, which was your last single that you dropped. Tell us, you guys had co-wrote that and everything, and I'm assuming you co-wrote Second Nature as well.
Yes.
But you guys are in, like, different areas, right? Is that hard to do, or do you just go right over Zoom and whatnot?
Yeah, that's actually how we wrote most of our songs, actually. We just had – it actually kind of started off just writing through text and then, sending our tracks back and forth through email and stuff. And then we graduated to Google Meet sessions, so we'd be writing for, 8 hours, 10 hours a day, and – yeah, it was great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, totally.
That's cool. Well, that's the world we live in now, and you can do that. How cool is that? I was just talking to somebody in Madagascar the other day, and they sent me, they're like, let me send you some pictures real quick. And they did, and I'm like, and I was just sitting there afterwards thinking, I'm like, man, that person's in Africa. And they just, and I, I remember when that wasn't an option. Of course, I'm old, it's a cool time we live in. That's all I'm saying. And you ladies are making cool music this way, How cool is that? Now, this go ahead. I didn't mean to cut
off. It's kind of interesting. That's fine. I was just going to say, I've never really written with somebody remotely like that. That worked so well. Via text, how do you write a song via text? Well, we did it with voice memos. And then long distance songwriting isn't the easiest thing in the world, but we definitely made it work.
Absolutely. And it saves, what is Hawaii to LA? Is it like a 13-hour flight or something crazy,
No, it's like 5 hours.
Oh, it's only 5 hours. Well, heck, you girls have no excuse. You girls should hang out every weekend or do shows. I mean,
Brittany's been back and forth a few times, so.
I was talking to a DJ friend of mine, and they, they travel around for different gigs, and he's like, it's so, he goes, you let me in on the secret. He says, whenever you see these DJs like showing pictures on Instagram of their jet or whatever, he goes, all they everybody gets a magnet that they put on the side for pictures before they take off. And he goes, nobody owns their own jet. It's all a sham. And I'm like, well, thanks for ruining that for me. I thought you were much cooler than you were. Well, this is a cool track. Now, did you guys, did you have the idea? You said, okay, let's go with you know, something more mellow and whatnot, just and more chill, a little bit of a bop to it.
Well,
how did it come up?
Memorize You was the first song we wrote together, and, you know, obviously it's got like a pop rock kind of vibe to it.
Mm.
But then I think this Second Nature was the second song we wrote together. And I think we were just vibing on the fact that we're both from Hawaii and wanted to write something a little in that genre, in that vein. And we don't usually, I know I haven't written any like pop reggae songs before. So it was kind of a challenge. And, I think Brittany came up with the beat first. Like, she had that progression, and I was trying to figure out what kind of, like, song to write to it, like, what topic. And, like, reggae songs kind of have a very spiritual feel to them. So
yeah.
I went through my notes, and I was like, oh, Second Nature, that maybe would be a great title for this, like, sunny, kind of happy beat that she wrote. And, you know, I'm not used to writing happy songs, but I will say this is a happy song. So
I dig it, man. I dig it. I'm telling you, I'm an old punk rocker, man. I love the Clash, you know. So when you hear like a reggae vibe in something, or even like ska or something today, I'm like, all right, there it is, baby. That it just makes me smile, you know. And this has that tropical kind of vibe to it. It's cool. It's very, very. Not everything has to be forlorn, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I learned that when I turned 20, wasn't a teenager. No, it's not. That's very not true. More like when I turned 40. Anyway, let's play it. Let's play it. This is Second Nature. Now, before we play it though, this is dropped. It's out now, as I understand, right? It's on everything.
Yes. Yeah. It's out now everywhere.
Nice. You ladies are so good at that, you know. You got this down. Hey, here it is, folks. This is Black Bow, Second Nature. Check this out. It's one of my favorite songs so far this year.
Like I ain't ever getting enough.
saying, ladies and gentlemen? That's one of my favorite feel-good songs of the year so far. And I know it's only 3 weeks into the year, but I'm going to tell you, it's going to be hard to beat it. It's going to be hard to beat it. That's a fantastic track. Just makes me smile. I like it. That was Second Nature by Black Bow. And, hey, you know, whilst we were listening to that track, we had a call come in. And, you know, a super fan, as I understand it. Here she is, Gina. You're on the air with Black Bow.
What's up, Gina?
Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
Hey, Gina.
What you doing?
Going.
Are you on a podcast? Are you on a radio show or something?
Yep, this is a podcast.
We are.
It's interesting because every time I hear a song and Jasmine Crowe does these amazing layers on her vocals, like I always hear something new. I heard something new in that I hadn't heard before. It's just,
oh, wow.
She's amazing. Yeah, it's weird.
I'm telling you,
but
man,
I just want to know.
Such a good song.
My question is, when are we getting the Black Bow album?
No.
I'm going to keep pressuring you guys until we get it.
Yeah.
welcome to the hot seat, ladies.
We're going to release another single after Second Nature, but we don't have a release date yet. And then, there's a bunch more singles we'd like to release before dropping the album.
Ah, very smart. You know, Gina, it's very true, too. And it isn't necessarily their fault how it sometimes works. A lot of people, I didn't know how this worked until I started doing the show. And how it works a lot of times, not all the time, but a lot of times, is the PR companies and management and stuff, they come up with a big plan. And I've talked mm-hmm. to so many bands and musicians, and they're like, yeah, I had all these songs I wanted to drop right away. And the management team said, oh, no, this is a 7-month, you know, process here. We've got to do this and then this and then this. And it's a big thing. I don't know because I haven't talked to the girls about this, but that might be the situation with them. So
no, I think that they just want to keep us wanting more. They're smart. They're smart girls.
Oh, I'm telling you. And super talented.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for calling, Gina. You're awesome.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Thank you. Bye, girls.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Gina. Bye, Gina.
How about that?
Bye.
How about that, ladies? How cool is that? Well, that's interesting, you know, and I think that, you know, in the music business, it's kind of changed a little bit from before, the old model where a band would, you know, work on albums and whatnot. And then, but now, and I think it's a lot due to streaming and everything, I think dropping singles is the way to go. You know, it keeps costs down, keeps interest going, and it keeps you out there for your fans. They don't have to wait a year and a half, you know, to get something
Absolutely.
New. Very smart. Very, very smart. But you guys are great. We have links to all of your social media. You guys are so good at this. And, folks, these links, when this is converted to a podcast and we blast it out everywhere, these links stay active. So if you're listening to the show on Spotify or whatnot, just click on that link and it'll take you right there to their Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud, Twitter, their amazing link tree, which I love because it's got links to everything. The Black Bow. But you guys are so good with that. And you're so good at conversing with fans. And you know, I think that's cool. I think that's very, very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's great to get that feedback, I would imagine, you know. And it's got to be, as an artist, it's got to be cool when people are digging what you're doing. You know you're doing something right. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. I agree.
So cool. Now, I have since you were on last, you guys were promoting the single Memorize You. The video had not dropped yet. It was getting ready to. I think it was a couple weeks out. It has since dropped. I love it. Jasmine, that's a heck of a black and white outfit you got on there. Very, very cool.
Well, you know,
that's a rock star outfit if I've ever seen one. I'm telling you.
Thanks. Someone compared me to Uma Thurman the other day.
Wow, there you go. You need the motorcycle. You need the motor and the katana. You know, I don't know. Is there plans in the work for Second Nature, for a video of that?
I'm not sure. We'll see.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I might have to fly back to Hawaii to do that.
Yeah, because you got to film it there. You got to film it somewhere tropical. You can't, you know, you can't go out to Joshua Tree. That just doesn't fit Joshua Tree. I mean, you can look at the fog in Joshua Tree.
No, Joshua Tree's been there, done that.
No, that's right. Well, I forgot. When you got kicked out or you left out of the car. You didn't get kicked out. You left out. I forgot about that video. That's awesome.
I stomped out of the car.
Stomped out of the car. Oh, man. In the 6-inch heels. In the desert.
That's right. Well, I do have a song called Walking in Heels.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Gotta live up to the part.
There you go. That's funny. Very cool. Well, so the plan then, about every 2 months, you think you guys will be releasing a new single?
Something like that, like 6 weeks.
Mm. Very cool. Very cool.
Our next single will be kind of a mashup between Second Nature and Memorize You vibe. So it's kind of like got a little bit of that reggae thing going, but it's definitely pop rock. So
nice. Well, and listeners, what we got to do to keep this train going down the track, we got to you got to pick these singles up. You know, you got to buy them. And, you know, that keeps everything in motion. We'll hear more. We just got to get singles. That's our part as fans and whatnot. Very, very cool. You know, a cool thing also, you know, we were talking about technology earlier. One of the cool things that I like is when I hear a track, wherever you buy digital music now, they have an option where you can buy it for other people. All you need is their email. And I had a friend of mine, a woman that used to work for me. I used to own a gallery in San Diego years ago, and she went through a bad breakup. And I'm a kid of the 80s, and so I wanted to make her a breakup mixtape, you know, to help her get through. But nobody has tapes, and, you know, that would have been really involved. So I just bought her a bunch of tracks, made her a mix, sent it to her, you know, spent $10. It was awesome. Made her day, she said. Made her day. So, you know, it's really great if you're at the office and, you know, Barb in the four cubicles over, you forgot it was her birthday. Just go to the, you know, look up Black Bow and by Second Nature. So there you go, Barb.
And the prize is.
You'll make her day. Yeah, man. That's a cool gift. That's a very cool gift. Oh, man. Well, very cool. Now, with Second Nature, you know, there's a lot of horns and stuff in that. Did you guys have to, you know, since you're doing this in different areas and whatnot, was that all done electronically, or did you know people, you know, like, hey, we need a horn player. How did that happen?
Well, for the co-production on the song, we had a really good friend of mine, Imua Garza. He's also from Hawaii. He's also a Grammy nominated producer. But Imo and I have been friends for, gosh, I want to say around almost 20 years. And so we just went to his studio and he said, okay, let me put some things together for you guys. And he did. And that's what it came out to be. And it's so spectacular. And yeah, way better than I ever envisioned it.
So Brittany and I would share files back and forth while we were writing it, and so I did the string part. Brittany like did, of course, the guitar and ukulele and all that stuff. And so when we were done with what we wanted to do on it, we took it to Imua, and he definitely
made it sparkle and shine.
Nice.
But yeah, there's a lot of amazing musicians on this song. Calvin Khanna was on drums, and there's a lot of talent on this record.
So cool. And for those who don't know, Jasmine, a heck of a violin player. Brittany is the ukulele queen, man. She's got all kinds of accolades and everything for that. Knows her way around a guitar real well. Jasmine, set of pipes on her is phenomenal. And she plays the violin, classically trained and all that. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. You girls were studying growing up, man. Such talent.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Thank you. Music is part of us.
I'm telling you, that's just it. You're artists, You couldn't do anything else, you got to be doing this. And that's why it's so good. There's a truthfulness to it that is just talent, You're doing what you're supposed to be doing, And that's cool. And you both figured that out young. I know people 60 years old that haven't figured that out. Oh, man. I hope they do.
It's definitely a lifelong process.
Oh, yeah. You guys probably play every day, I imagine, huh?
Yeah.
Yep,
probably.
I'm about to play.
Well, yeah. Are there still tickets available? Can people go, Jasmine, and see you and Ariel tonight?
Well, actually, it's a free event, so it's all ages.
Oh.
It's a block party, so
cool.
Yeah, come on down if you're in Fresno.
That's right, folks. Fresno, home of corn.
It's at the Tioga Brewing Company.
Nice. Yeah, a lot of fun. I like Fresno. That's a whole other show. I could tell you some stories about Fresno, baby. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, I bet. Brittany and I
there might have
here
been a motorcycle
before,
gang
actually.
Involved. Oh, have you guys?
Yeah, we played here last.
Yeah.
When was it, Britt? I think it was September, right? Or maybe it was August. I can't remember.
I think it might have been
something
August.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was hot. It was really
hot. It was
hot.
Very hot.
Central California, man. It's warm. Real warm. Oh, man.
Brittany was dodging my
cool.
sweat.
That was the worst thing ever.
She was probably wearing that black and white outfit, that real baggy black and white. No, it's not baggy, folks. It's the opposite of baggy.
Well, actually, she was
go
wearing white and black.
Actually, it was a very similar vinyl cat suit, and your skin can't breathe in those things.
Mm.
So, at 102 degrees, I was dancing my ass off on stage and flinging sweat everywhere because when I got off stage, I feel like my entire body was just dripping inside of the suit. Like my boots were sloshing.
Had to peel it off like a banana peel. Oh, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why I feel bad. In my younger days when I was a goth kid, I'd go to all these goth clubs all the time and everything because they were cool. That was the thing to do. And a lot of the ladies would wear, that vinyl, Now, I live in South Florida, and you never see goth kids down here in that stuff because it's too hot. They would combust. They would catch on fire, I think. For that same reason. Wouldn't work. Oh, man. Well, that's cool. That is cool. Well, I can't wait to hear more. Both you ladies are so talented, and you surround yourself with talented people, which I think is, just super brilliant as well. Say it again?
Oh, no, I didn't say anything.
No? Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes. I just want to hear more, so I can't wait to hear more. Keep doing what you're doing. Break a leg tonight, Jasmine, and tell everyone.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And, knock them dead. And, Brittany, keep doing your thing, you know? Keep doing your thing there in paradise.
For sure.
Well, have a good one tonight, ladies, and we'll have you on again soon. I'm just some of my favorite guests. Folks, we're going to wrap it up for us tonight. Oh, anytime. Anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back. When will we be? We're back. You know, we got a couple days off. We're going to be back midweek next week. So we got a fantastic band scheduled for out just north of Atlanta. They're a hard rock band, but man, just really, really cool new rock, and I really dig it. I really did. They got that kind of southern female fronted rock band vibe going, and they're really good. So tune in next week for that. We will see you then. Have a good one. And remember, folks, the world's still weird. Be cool. Be kind when you're out. You know, don't give anybody working a hard time, man. They don't need that. And you don't want to be that person either. So it's all good, baby. If we're all nice to each other, we'll get through everything a lot better. Thank you so much, Black Bow. And, folks, remember to get out
there
and pick up Second Nature. Yeah. You guys are awesome.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime. Good night.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Tana Oli, Pop Rocks Radio. Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.